Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Mesa City Council study session. For the morning of October the 24th, as we all know, we are on a special assignment this morning to pick a great city magistrate. So we appreciate our candidates being here. Thank you very much. We're very much looking forward to talking with you. The first item of business is to convene. Oh, we'd like to excuse Councilmember Thompson, who's absent and excused. The first item of business is to convene an executive session. Is there a motion to convene that session? Thank you, Mr. Freeman and Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We will proceed to the executive session. So we're all here. Okay, well, thank you. We now reconvene our public meeting to discuss and provide direction on the nomination of finalists for the position of city magistrate. First, I want to thank each of the candidates. This was a very competitive position to fill, and we were very impressed with each candidate's qualifications. All of you are and will be great judges. So thank you for your interest in applying for this position. Does any council member want to discuss the candidates? Yes, Mr. Luna.
Mayor, I'd like to make the motion that the City of Mesa consider Raymond Schumacher as city magistrate for the City of Mesa and be placed on the agenda. Is that correct, Jim? Did I say that right?
Mayor and council member, yeah, just for a placement on the agenda, I think the November 4th meeting is what we're looking for, either direction or by motion to place a name on that agenda.
Okay, so should we do that by motion from this meeting?
You can either do it by motion or just by direction, okay. Either
way. Thank you. Mr. Luna's made a motion, seconded by Mr. Freeman. Thank you. Any further discussion? All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. We'll look forward to considering that nomination at our next council meeting. Again, congratulations and thank you very much. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Council, anything you'd like to share with us?
Jen, you were going to talk last night.
Well, we do need to point out that there was a great event last night at Pioneer Park. Thank you. I was pleased to be joined by several council members at a domestic violence awareness event at Pioneer Park last night. As folks know, we've proclaimed this as Domestic Violence Month. That was a great opportunity for us just to raise awareness of the serious problem of domestic violence in Mesa and really everywhere. So we hope that events like that will help victims feel supported and feel more willing to seek assistance, and we can raise awareness that this is a serious problem in all families, all neighborhoods, all groups in our community, and we really need to address it. So thank you for your attendance at that last night. Mr. Luna.
Yes, Mayor, I've had a really busy week. Yesterday, along with some of my council members here, attended the Mesa Fire and Medical Department where we recognized some citizens for their outstanding work and their contributions to the City of Mesa. And very compelling stories, and we take pride in having our citizens do positive things in our community. And we appreciate our Mesa Fire and Medical Department honoring these students. Also, I attended a flu shot giving event by Mesa Fire and Medical over at Shepherd Junior High. A lot of kids got their vaccines, so that was a lot of fun for them, I'm sure. And we also had a Mesa Moves community event over at Jefferson School yesterday.
Thank you. Mr. Freeman.
Thank you, Mayor. I did attend with you and several colleagues here the union groundbreaking at Riverview. Man, that's going to be a huge undertaking, but I appreciate Lincoln Properties and Harvard Investments. They're breaking ground, so we were able to be there for this large Class A office space complex. I also did attend a flu shot clinic for a Mesa Fire. Was at Whitman School in my area. I went down and watched the kids get their flu shots, and I told them, hey, I did it too. It doesn't hurt too bad. So I appreciated that, and great. Thank you.
You bet. Frankie.
Also, just a shout out to Fire. I think they're going to total like 4,000 flu shots in this week. They've been going around working with Mesa Public Schools. So great job and great partnership that Mesa Fire has with the public schools in our city to get students their flu shot this season. Also, me and Councilwoman Duff had a Mesa Moves meeting here in the downtown. We had a great turnout. I think over 20 people attended. Had great feedback from scooters to, you know, bike lanes and, you know, some great information for us to take on for our next this program. So, and looking forward to the Dia de los Muertos event this weekend. I'm sure Chris Brady will mention that piece. So thank you.
Jen.
I'll add on one more thing. First of all, I want to thank the citizens, the residents that came out to the Mesa Moves community meeting that we had the other night with District 3. And thank you, Vice Mayor Freeman, for showing up. But I appreciate them attending and contributing their time and ideas. I thought it was excellent. So I want to do a shout out to all the citizens, our residents, who gave us some great ideas. Also, right after that, I attended the first in our neighborhood leadership classes, and we had a pretty good turnout. They're very sincere, enthused. I was thrilled about the program. I think our neighborhood services department did an excellent job. It was very interactive, and there's more classes coming forward, and I'm expecting great things in our neighborhoods from those classes. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for being there. Mr. Luna.
Just two more things. Mayor, and you and I attended the Arizona Manufacturing's conference, which was called Made in Arizona. And they did a tour, a number of both legislators and leaders across the state came to the Boeing plant to look at how they make the Apache helicopters. There was probably around 30 people there, so that was a great event. And I also want to echo that this weekend we have Dia de los Muertos Festival at the Mesa Arts Center. I encourage our community to attend. There's going to be a lot of people, a lot of great things to see. And if you've watched Coco and you learn about the alebrijes, there's going to be a giant alebrije, which is a really, really cool thing that we've got some Mexican artists who have come here to make it. So, and we are going to do the kickoff is on Saturday morning. And at the end, the mayor and I are going to be closing, as well as the Mexican consul. He will be there as well. So please come and join us and have a good time at the Mesa Arts Center.
Yeah, amen. That's one of my family's favorite events that the city does, is Dia de los Muertos. It's a wonderful cultural event, so don't miss it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
May I add just a couple of more events, and I know Mr. Brady might be mentioning them, but we have Zen Nights in downtown Mesa on Friday night. It's a Halloween night. It's a vegan sustainable festival. It is so much fun. It's one of my favorite things to do on a Friday night, once a month. And on Saturday morning, the Mesa Historical Museum has a cemetery tour right here at our cemetery, and we get to learn more about our history and the people that are buried there. And I think it's going to be very interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
Mesa Grande has something. Mesa Grande.
Leave me one.
Okay. Anything else we can steal from Mr. Brady's calendar?
Thank you, Mayor.
All right, Mr. Brady, what's
just
left?
Just to remind you, we do our next study session will be Thursday, October 31st at 7:30 a.m. We've already mentioned Dia de los Muertos, but also Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon is the season reopening of the Mesa Grande Cultural Park. So that we invite everybody to come out to that. It's a 1000 North date. That's kind of a very interesting walking tour, and the facility out there is great. So we invite everyone to come out. There are new exhibits and tours for all ages. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Anything else, Council, before we adjourn? If not, is there a motion to adjourn? Thank you, Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.